This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on that site for free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You submit stuff to it, other listeners vote on what you submit, and then the most voted up make it to the front page, and meaning more people are likely to see it, talk about it, and we're more likely to talk about it on the air. So get on over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything here. Mark, did you want to make a correction or a clarification about what you were discussing in the last hour there at the very end?
I kind of wanted to bring up the gridlock thing. You know, many people say, you know, vote for gridlock in Washington. And I'm for that. I just don't think that it's a very easy thing to...
You can't vote for gridlock.
Right, because you don't know, because there's going to be, 200 House seats up. There's going to be 30 or so Senate seats up. They're all voted for at the same time. You don't get a chance to hold back and say, okay, well, these guys won here, so this is what I can do in order to make gridlock more so here or there.
It presumes you would have the finger on the pulse of what the voting results would be.
Yeah, and it's very difficult. It's possible. I mean, they're getting better and better at looking at these things as to who's going to win and who's not. And I'm all for gridlock in Washington. I just don't think it's very easy. I think you can kind of vote against the president, and that's about the best you can do. So if you've got a, but then what do you do? How do you vote for gridlock in the year that the president is being selected? So, for instance, once George W. Bush had done his 8 years, how do you vote for gridlock in 2008?
Also, if you're voting for gridlock, then you can't really vote for any principled candidates that might happen to be available in your area. I mean, if you've got somebody that's
on a national level, principled candidates, they're not very common. I mean, there's certainly John Dennis.
I would
Ron
vote
Paul.
For if Dr. Mary Ruart were running for president, I would vote for her, and I certainly would
as
not vote for a Republican or a Democrat.
Mm.
So
it's all very convoluted.
Yeah, I tend to think it's totally a waste of time at the federal level. Anyway, regardless of what you decide to do, and I just couldn't bring myself to vote for somebody who was evil. I just couldn't do it. So, but I agree with you, Mark, that voting for a local issue of some sort, that makes sense, you know, where you can stop the government from getting larger. Usually that's all you can do in those votes. It's very rare that there will be some sort of, ballot measure that actually reduces the size of government. Out in California, they do have the opportunity to vote for total marijuana legalization, and I think that's something that's worth voting for. But usually it's the proposals are to increase the size of government, so a vote in that case only just keeps the status quo. But, again, that's better than nothing. And if you're here in New Hampshire where you actually have principled, liberty-minded people that are running for state offices, then voting for them actually does have the possibility of influence, influencing positive, smaller government change in the future. I mean, it's a proven fact at this point. And that was one of the things I'd asked for when I moved up here. Was like, all right, you political guys, because I had flirted with the idea of not participating. And I said, look, you guys prove your case. Prove that you can actually do something with this political system. They've proven it.
If it's good enough for you, I'm glad. I mean, I'd like to see more done.
Well, obviously, but it's just the very beginning. I mean, only in 2008, there were only a handful of free staters that were even qualified to run.
Right.
Because they had been here for 2 years. You have to be here for 2 years in New Hampshire before you can technically run for the state house representative seats. Now in 2010, there are more people that are qualified to run, and they are running. And we'll see more in another 2 years, and so it's coming along. The political system is a slow-moving entity, but at least here in New Hampshire, you can say that there's some signs, at least, that things are going in the right direction.
To me, that's what I'm looking for.
And there were no signs in Florida.
No, none. There's no signs where you live either.
Yeah, probably not. So get on up here. Join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up over there. Join the over 10,000 people that have pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire. Hundreds of them have already made that move. Mark and myself are just two of those hundreds. And so it's a blast. There's all kinds of folks coming up here. And the sooner you can get here, the better. Because the sooner you can get here, the sooner you can plug into whatever kind of activism it is that suits you, whether it's working in politics or doing some outside-the-system stuff. Head on over here, go to freestateproject.org to learn more. All right, so the toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit about activism, a little bit more about what happens to activists. And I imagine this is going to happen to some people up here in New Hampshire, but hopefully not as often. Burnout is specifically the issue. And it's been a while since we've really discussed burnout on this program because, well, it's hard to burn out up here in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, you've got...
There's hope.
There's hope, number one.
Burnout is essentially a lack of hope. You know,
it's frustration.
You don't see frustration. You don't see things moving forward.
You put a lot of effort in. You haven't gotten anything out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And I've experienced it. I know what it's like. I experienced it when I was down in Florida, and I put a lot of effort in down there, and didn't really reap very much for the efforts that I'd put in, and I just basically got sick and tired of doing a lot of it. I didn't ever check out entirely. I still kind of helped out. I just didn't really lead the way down there. Having been somebody who put my money and my time into activism, I would buy like the booth at the county fair, Sarasota County Fair. One year I paid for that all out of my own account.
And, right. I mean, there were some people that would get together for lunch at Bennigan's or whatever for the Libertarian Party, and that would be about the sum total of their level of involvement with the Libertarian Party.
Well,
and
most of those folks,
on the other hand,
I could get to do something if I
would
start doing
it. They might man the booth.
Right, they would man the booth with me, right?
But, you know, I mean, I think I came and helped you with a booth one time, but, you know, getting me to show up was like pulling teeth. I had no interest in doing it.
Yeah, it was difficult.
You know, you have this sort of natural understanding of the marketplace that you're not going to really do anything if you go out and do whatever this activism is. It's not going to achieve anything. So you just don't end up going and doing these things very often.
So I've been there. I've felt the frustration, and I want to share with you a story, a piece by Jet Lacey over at freedomsphoenix.com. Now, Jet and I had been talking recently, and been talking about getting in his, I guess he occasionally fills in for Ernie Hancock over on Declare Your Independence, which typically airs on LRN.FM in the afternoons right before Free Talk Live, although today where there were some technical difficulties. But I was talking with Jet about bringing him on board and getting in his own show, because I think the guy's, you know, he had a lot of energy, and he was good on the radio. He was good filling in for Ernie, and it fell through. And I think this article might have something to do with why. Titled, Libertarianism is an Elusive Dream That Contradicts Human Nature. Starts with a quote from Ayn Rand. Quote, we can evade reality, but we cannot evade the consequences of evading reality. Unquote. Jet says, I wish I was wrong, but I'm convinced. John Adams said that the revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their sentiments of their duties and obligations. It is this same spiritual process I'm going through with the liberty-slash-anarchist-slash-agorist-slash-voluntarist movement. The best analogy I can think of is that it's like a girlfriend you're wildly attracted to, and you're even interested in the same sorts of things. But in your heart of hearts, you know the relationship is deleterious, that it's somehow holding you back. Someone once said to me, judge the relationships in your life as though the negative and the positive aspects were placed upon a set of scales. If the positives outweigh the negatives, it's worth maintaining. If not, then it isn't. The fact is, while the freedom movement remains extremely attractive to me, I've come to realize that it is malignantly dysfunctional as the aforementioned girlfriend, and at this point, the negatives outweigh the positives. As I stepped back to contemplate my future, I began to think about how the various sects within the freedom movement are simply too sanctimonious and fractious to garner any real change. And despite what anyone says to the contrary, what freedom fighters seek is a paradigm shift in political power from the hands of a few back to where it rightfully belongs with the individual. However, as unfortunate as it is, I'm starting to think that Mao Zedong was correct when he said that political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. If you believe in the principles of individual liberty, as I do, Chairman Mao was wrong in believing that might is right. But in one way, he was correct because it is the way the world is.
Might is a reality.
And always has been. So the question is, when the time comes that I feel physically threatened by the jackboots, will I rise up and fight, or will I choose to remove myself from the situation, at least until it is impossible to do so any longer? The answer is, I don't know. But when that day arrives, that's when I'll make my fight-or-flight decision. Suffice it to say, I will prepare for the eventuality as much as possible. But we've got more here from Jet Lacey over at Freedom's Phoenix as to why he's getting pretty burnt out on the activist movement. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Have you ever experienced burnout? Did you come back from it? Why?
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh. It works.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a bunch of features and we give them to you free, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, because our chat room is built into the same page. So do all of that and do it for free at cam.freetalklive.com. Enjoy cam.freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy it for free thanks to memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. That's right. It's up to 99% off of list price for optical transceivers at memorydealers.com.
All right, so you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're talking about a story, an opinion piece, I guess, out of freedomsphoenix.com by Jet Lacy. He has been known to fill in for Ernie Hancock over on Declare Your Independence. But after having, we're halfway through it here, actually a little more than halfway through, after reading this, I'm not sure if he's going to be filling in for Ernie anymore, because he sounds like he's pretty fed up with the activism movement.
This happens to everybody, most people at some point who are active in the liberty movement.
Sure,
especially
it does.
Ones that aren't up here in New Hampshire.
And the more active you are, the more likely it is to happen. If you're just somebody who dabbles and occasionally goes to a meeting, that there's not much to burn out on.
You can spin your wheels a little. You can spin your wheels a lot. And the more you spin your wheels, the more likely you are to get burned out.
So he's talking about his frustration with what he calls the fractious nature of the liberty movement, and certainly I can see where he's coming from on that. I mean, we've had...
Well, the fact that there's a fractious nature in the liberty movement is good news.
It means it's big enough to be fractious.
Right. It means that enough people are thinking about these things and care about these things that...
That they disagree on how to handle it.
They disagree, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a great point, Mark, that now the movement is large enough to be going off in different directions. And that's okay. We've seen that being successful up here in New Hampshire, where in the very beginning, of course, we're here for the Free State Project. We made the move 4 years ago. And 4 years ago, there was no freekeen.com. There was no freegrafton.com. There was no, free Nashua. There was none of these newer sites that have come online. Freekeen's been around for a few years. It came on shortly after we arrived here. But in general, there was anytree.com. The New Hampshire Underground.
There was one rep in the New Hampshire House. Now there are six.
Four.
Well, there's four actual Free Staters and then two that are friends of the Free State Project.
I see. And so in the very beginning, there wasn't a lot of places for people to go and meet up with community. People had to, if somebody new was showing up and folks wanted to help them unload their U-Haul, for instance, they would have to come from far away in order to help out. Now there are enough people in every area of the state, pretty much, that you don't have to drive as far to. You've got more of a community of activists in each area of the state because, well, we've had enough people move here to make that possible. But one of my examples here of this fractious nature was the NHFree.com forums. It used to be the go-to location for all things activism within New Hampshire, within this movement. And then after a little while, some people decided that it wasn't enough, that it wasn't serving their needs enough, that they wanted to have their own forum, for instance. So we broke off and we did the Freekeen forum. There's also the NH Tea Party, which, by the way, came before the Tea Party movement. They always point that out over there. They had the name first. And there was, let's see, there's something else, too, that I think that popped off. Oh, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, I think, kind of, created their own thing. So now there's like four or five different forums that people can go into. And
the New Hampshire Republican Liberty Caucus has gotten much bigger and much more, things are going on there. It's really an email list because they don't want folks that shouldn't be seeing stuff. But, it's much busier than it used to be.
So some people would have complained in the beginning, like, hey, you can't break off. It's going to make our website less popular. And maybe it's true. Maybe there aren't as many people using NHFree.com today, but there are more people using all of the sites in aggregate because the different sites serve different people's needs in different ways. And that's okay. That's all right. Anyway, back to Jet Lacy and what he has to say and why he's frustrated. So he says that this is my grain in the sands of time, and the truth is I need to bring more joy into my life. I'm in my prime, and yet I'm beginning to feel like I'm wasting it, pissing it away on some fool's errand. Am I really making the best use of my time on Earth by advocating freedom for 300 million angry cowards? Life is about the journey itself, the divine struggle that is the human condition. There's no destination, only a journey of learning and self-discovery. One of the things I've come to understand is that true libertarianism is a state of enlightened being that is unattainable by most people, either by nature or by nurture. As we've evolved, we have become far more intelligent, but we are no more enlightened. We remain wretched, self-absorbed, and easily manipulated slaves because we are intrinsically motivated by our animal desires. And although we are creatures who can survive in the most hostile environments as a result of that innate selfishness, we know better. It is the knowledge and ability we have to meet our needs without predating upon others that separates us from mere animals. In most cases, we simply choose not to. Once we reach Erikson's early childhood developmental stage, we realize that taking from others is wrong because it hurts when it happens to us. Knowing right from wrong is the definition of conscience, and each time we ignore what our conscience tells us, the path toward our own enlightenment grows a little longer. The bitch of it is, on this plane of existence, we are also bound by the laws of physics, and one of those laws is the path of least resistance. In this context, it is often easier to take what we need from another than it is to provide it for ourselves. The duality of knowing right from wrong, coupled with our selfishness and the tendency to take the path of least resistance, is a cruel paradox, and I believe that finding solutions to the paradox is, or at least it should be, a primary directive of Homo sapiens. It is these realities that make libertarianism the dream that it is and nothing more. As human beings, we are failing in the quest for enlightenment as miserably now as we ever have. So to my peers in the freedom movement, please don't think I'm turning my back on you. It's just that, for right now, my chosen path to create a better world for me and my family is diverging from the movement's. But please don't think that I regret this time we've spent shoulder to shoulder for a single minute. I've grown so much from my experiences, and I've got nothing but love in my heart. And finally, even though this is the equivalent of a Dear John letter, can we still have a booty call for freedom now and again?
That's funny. So a couple of things I've got to say to Jet and anybody who's experiencing this sort of libertarian burnout, I guess burnouts of other sorts, I don't know. The human existence, looking at the agrarian culture where it was beneficial to basically enslave people to get what you wanted from them, and which is working these farms in order to be able to live off of their labor, owning people like livestock. Before that, it really didn't make as much sense in a sort of tribal culture, hunter-gatherer sense, to really own people. But when you could really put them to work, that's when it started to make some sense. So since then, what you've been seeing is a movement towards more liberty for sort of the populace, the ones that have been owned by other people. And if you're a citizen of the United States or a citizen of any other country, you're owned by that country. You may not choose to believe that, but it's true. So we're on a path towards more liberty. Also,
it's a slow path.
Indeed,
though, isn't it?
But things have changed, and technology increases.
Come back to that thought here in a moment, Mark. 800-259-9231. You, if you've got thoughts, are welcome to share them at 800-259-9231, especially if you've been burned out before. You know what it's like. What was your story? If you want to share it, you're welcome to. 800-259-9231, or bring up anything at all. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes six CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, that is 800-259-9231. We call this program Free Talk Live because, well, you're allowed to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, and we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of interactivity. You can enjoy our webcam, our chat room, our archives, the wiki, all of that stuff. It's all free over at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer, must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it is so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we continue here. Mark, you were commenting on a piece from Jet Lacey over at freedomsphoenix.com. Jet was somebody who, from my understanding, was pretty fired up about liberty. He was active with Ernie Hancock and the rest of the Freedoms Phoenix crew down there. I think he mentioned to me that he lives just like a mile or half a mile away from the Freedoms Phoenix Center, where they have this activist center where people can go in and get all kinds of stuff done, like burning CDs and making T-shirts and... yeah, whatever. He's got a radio studio in there, a television studio. I mean, it's amazing what they've set up down there. And so Jet was heavily involved in the Freedoms Phoenix movement, even filling in for Ernie Hancock on Declare Your Independence. And he's frustrated. He's ready to throw in the towel here. And Mark, you were making some comments before we went to break.
Well, it was just my thoughts on liberty, because you know, one of the statements here is that essentially slavery is a human condition. and that, you know, the path of least resistance is the one that people are going to take. The path of least resistance, it's clear, is to force your fellow man to do what you want them to do if you can manage to do so. And that's what government is. Government is the institutionalized monopoly on the use of force. And you can, by the way, go look up Barack Obama, use of monopoly on violence, and you can hear him say the same thing.
What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence. What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
That one? That's the one. So, you know, that much is, it's all true, right? Those things are true statements. However, what's been happening over time is people's morals have been catching up to them, and they've been less likely to handle slavery. And it's my point and my belief that citizenship in, you know, world countries today is slavery. It's a nicer form of slavery. It's kind of like a free range slavery. You can go to other slave countries if you want. If you know,
you have to have master's permission, though.
Yeah, you could go over and you know, change your citizenship if that's what you wish to do, because they know that that their free range system is productive, and they, with stability and productivity, people will want to come there. And
the
work.
Slaves that are the most productive are those who believe they're actually free.
Yes, indeed. Those are the ones. So I can see why there's a certain level of frustration. This happened for you, Ian, far more so than me. I didn't see any hope for liberty, but I wasn't, you know, out there as active as you and Jet Lacy were, because I didn't see much point in being active in Sarasota, Florida, where I saw no hope for liberty. But I must point out that moving to New Hampshire changed that for me. But if you're sort of looking at this on the aggregate, the fact is, we've been moving towards more freedom, and technology is changing over time. What's the law that computer technology doubles every 18 Ooh. Months, 15 months, something like that?
I should Moore's know law? It. I should know. It's not Moore's law.
Okay. Well, anyway,
someone will send us the information.
Right. I'll get it through an IM here in just a second. But it's the fact is that, you know, computer technology increasing all the time, internet technology mm-hmm. increasing all the time, communication, which is the foundation really for all of this stuff, is increasing all the time. People are getting together, and they're getting to the point where they're saying, you know, I need a higher level of customer service from my government. I'm not getting it, and I want more. And, yeah, admittedly, they're not picking up pitchforks and AK-47s or refusing to pay their taxes or whatever it is that you hope that they'll do today. But they are that meme is getting propagated. People want more freedoms for themselves. They want more freedoms for other people. They recognize, and here's the crux of it all, they recognize other people. It's called Moore's Law.
It is Moore's. How about that?
They consider other people to be human. Because this wasn't going on 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. They didn't look at other humans as like themselves. They looked at them like, well, you know, what can I get out of this situation? And, you know, very much like livestock. So you would find situations where people didn't have a problem torturing other people and things like that. Certainly it goes on today, but it's getting less and less so. We're moving towards liberty. I wish it was faster.
Oh, boy.
If you want it to be faster, you have to think about what makes sense, what is going to get you there, what's most expeditious.
Yes.
For me, the answer has been the Free State Project. I think that most people agree that it's the best idea. They just don't want to pick up and move if they've got.
It's easier to stay where you are. Right?
Yeah, you've got a job, you've got a family, you know, your parents are around, whatever it is mm-hmm. that you've got where you are. That's fine. Some people will try to argue against the concept of the Free State Project. I think I never quite get those arguments.
We need 50 Free State Projects.
Yeah. Well, that's because they want to stay near mom or the
or
job
whatever.
Or whatever it is. And those things are
or the
fine.
Beach.
Yeah, those things are fine. The beach, I don't quite understand that. You really got to like the beach. But then again, I don't understand why people would want to move to New Hampshire for the beautiful foliage and the seasons and things like that either. Nature, it doesn't do it for me. Sometimes it catches me off guard. I certainly do love to go hiking here. Never went hiking in Florida. But to me, the Free State Project is really the only solution for the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I totally understand where Jet is coming from here, and especially I would love to hear your story if you've got one to share at 800-259-9231, because I've been through it. I've been through the burnout, and I can't say for sure I won't burn out again. I can't say that for sure, but I think that it's less likely up here because there's always somebody new coming into the movement. There's always something fresh happening here. Whereas when I was down south, it was just the same old crew. I mean, I'm just trying to think. When I started in, like, around the year 2000 down and really getting involved in activism, it was during the Harry Brown campaign was when I really got involved. We created the Sarasota Libertarian Party at that time. It had been created in the past, in the 1990s, and then I guess everybody burned out and it went away. And then we brought it back for the Harry Brown campaign, and it kind of kept going. And then after I left in 2006, it went away again. And I'm just trying to think that I don't think that the makeup of the individuals who were most likely to attend a meeting or an activist event significantly changed in any way in the 6 years that I was heavily, I was probably involved heavily for 4 or 5 years in the 6 years that I was involved in general. I can't really think of any real new faces that really showed up on the scene, with one exception. Yeah, when I started the Free State Project local group, when I got involved in the Free State Project and I got excited about New Hampshire and I wanted to get together with other people that were also excited about the Free State Project in the area, see who they were, meet up with them, that kind of thing, to have at least some idea of who's moving before I move. So I started the local group down there, and that meant that I got the list of the names of the people that were in the Free State Project in the Sarasota County and the surrounding counties. And
right.
I spent some time tracking down phone numbers that they didn't have and, you know, did reverse lookups, trying to get in touch with all these people. Most of them I wasn't able to get in touch with because name and information stuff changes over time. People move. They don't update their files, that sort of thing. And then some folks didn't even remember signing up because it had been so long since they'd signed up. So there were some problems with the names as they were. But there was one guy that I did uncover who really became, you know, active after I uncovered him. I called him up. He at first didn't recall signing up for the Free State Project. Then when I jogged his memory about what it was, he remembered what it was, and he kind of just came out of his shell, and he came out and started coming to meetings, and he got involved in the Libertarian Party, and I think was even vice chair of the party for a short time. But aside from, like, just a couple of success stories, despite all the outreach and all of the effort and all of the money and the time that I poured into that movement, the numbers didn't increase of the activists in any significant fashion. And by the way, the ones that I found that were great are here in New Hampshire now. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Just enough time here in the show remaining for your calls, if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. Should be announcing the return of one of our former stations coming soon. I can't say more than that.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
They haven't started yet, but it's going to be good. We're going to be back on six nights a week, so that's cool. And it's all because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers making it possible. That particular station needed a piece of hardware in order to make it possible for them to take the show, and so we bought it for him. You bought it for him. If you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, your $3 a month was put into a $1,000 satellite receiver to bring a radio station on board. It's not a cheap thing necessarily to bring new stations on board to this program, and the Free Talk Live amplifiers make it possible. You guys make it happen for us, and you get perks. You get access to the amp only call in lines, the amp only forum, Amp Only Podcast, which is a podcast that is the podcast of the show without the usual podcast commercials. So you get some perks, and you help us out. Amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card. PayPal, some alternative options as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, Mark, we are going to be in Los Angeles coming up here in just over a week.
Yeah.
So Thursday the 14th, we're going to head out there. We're going to a talk radio convention, going to schmooze it up with the big wigs of the talk radio industry and, you know, enjoy ourselves there as much as we can. And who knows, maybe we'll make a deal with somebody while we're there, get a new station. That doesn't usually happen. It's usually just like a be seen kind of an event, just a who's who. I know that our program director from our Huntsville affiliate is going to be in attendance, so it'll be something useful to get to know our current affiliates as well a little bit, too, and that's always valuable.
You
got to
do these things, you know?
Yeah, it's important. It's important to be seen in the business, and it's the Free Talk Live amplifiers that send us to events like this. We went to the Talkers Magazine convention that happened earlier this year. We'll go to that again next next year. That's the one we go to every year. This one, this is a new event. It's being put on by the same guys that did an event that used to exist, and then Radio and Records magazine went away. It's one of those industry publications that just went swoosh, whoosh, and it disappeared because, well, who plays records anymore, right? They're still called Radio and Records. So one of the guys that was involved in that started his own convention, and big names are going to be there. Glenn Beck's going to be there. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. It should be interesting. Either way, it gives us an excuse to visit the West Coast for a weekend, and it happens to be the same weekend as Libertopia, which is going on in Hollywood, which will be fairly close by, I believe, to where we're going to be out in L.A., and I guess lots of folks are going to be there. Angela Keaton from Anti-War. There's a whole list of people over at libertopia.org where you can see what's going on out there. Lots of libertarian luminaries will be in attendance, and we'll get to drop in at least for a few hours on Saturday. So if you're going to be at Libertopia, maybe we'll see you there. So thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for sending us out west. 800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Paul is in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm very, very much interested in the Free State Project.
Super.
I'm sick and tired of having what I consider to be my rights, although the government doesn't consider rights, no matter what they say, stepped on. However, I live, quite frankly, just above the poverty line. I mean, just scratching it. And I was wondering, how does someone in my position afford to move?
It's a fine question. Now, what are you paying in rent?
Actually, I have a mortgage on my house.
You do? Okay. Okay.
It runs me about $550 a month.
So selling off the house would probably make it so you'd lose money, I'd imagine, right?
Yes. The house market is, you know, 2 years ago it was worth about $20,000 more than it's worth right now.
Yeah, that's it's a story repeated right around the nation. You know, people's houses are worth less these days, but, so's the dollars.
If I tried to sell it right now, it would, you know, it would take several months, maybe perhaps a year to sell it, and I would have to accept less than what I owe on the mortgage, take a loss, which would positively devastate me financially.
Yeah.
I'd like to get out of here. This is not a good situation. The taxes here are extreme. It's just not conducive to the lifestyle I want to live.
I bet a lot of people feel similarly. They feel trapped where they are. Not because, you know, they're not staying where they are because they want to stay there, but they're staying where they are because they feel like they have to. Now, Mark, you've owned a couple houses in your lifetime, and what do you think the right solution here? Maybe renting the place from a distance? I mean, that could be risky, but
I don't know.
Maybe better than selling it at a loss. Yeah, right?
You know, I tried to do the renting from a distance thing. It worked for me for a while, but then the housing market truly crashed, and there were more people renting. There were a lot more rentals than there were people renting at the time, so it wasn't really making sense from my standpoint to continue doing that. But I'd say that what you've got to do here is just kind of live into the future of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, sign up, and then live as though you intend to move. And you've got to, obviously, you're going to have to put money aside. Every time you sell a house, there's, you know, people get paid on it. The bank gets paid, the real estate agents get paid. Somebody's getting paid every time that you're going to be selling a property and buying a property. We were taught over the last 10 years that buying a property is a great financial investment for the future. Well, you know, not for the last two or three years, it hasn't been.
What do you have a family, Paul?
No, I'm divorced, single.
Single man.
My parents owned the house since '62, and after they died, I inherited half of it. My brother inherited the other half, and I had to take out a small mortgage to buy him out. Unfortunately, my mortgage, one of the stipulations is I cannot rent the house. I have to reside in it.
Wow. Interesting mortgage.
Yeah. And as I said earlier, unfortunately, I'm $200 a month away from going down the drain. You know, I'm scratching by every month. The last week of the month, I have to do without things. It's very difficult. I want to get out of this situation, and free state sounds like the place I want to be, but what does a poor man like myself do?
Well, I'll tell you, most of the people moving are poor. I mean, quite frankly, it's not the wealthy folks that that are picking up and moving. It's the people that have few connections and don't have a lot of income or willing and able to pick up their lives and move. Those are the ones that are doing so. So, I don't know what to say. It's never easy when your options are limited by finances, but. You just got to create it as something that's important to you.
How much work are you doing down there? You have one job, two jobs, you run your own business. What's your situation there?
Actually, about 15 years ago, I had two strokes in a row and two heart attacks.
Good heavens.
I'm living on, I had the good sense years ago to purchase a disability insurance policy through my employer.
Hmm.
And I have to live on that, but it's like 25% of what my previous income was. And I have dropped from, not well-to-do, but, I had enough to get by.
Is there anything you could do to sort of, add to that, like some sort of work-from-home phone sales or phone sex or something like that?
I don't think anybody would be interested in that.
Oh, there are plenty of men that would be interested in that, let me tell you.
They'll listen to it.
Actually, no, I can't, because if I start bringing in any kind of an income whatsoever, it's going to affect the insurance, and they're going to cut back on what they pay me. And I'm kind of at loggerheads here.
That's difficult. What about selling drugs?
Oh, God.
No, all I do is use drugs. I don't sell them.
Well, it's a tough situation. I would suggest doing everything you can. I'm sure you've already done this, but to cut back on what you spend, and if you have to sell the house at a loss, then if that's what it takes to get up here, if you can somehow reduce your costs, if you can take your costs of living down when you make the move to New Hampshire, then you could use that extra money to pay off what remains of the mortgage. I don't know how low you can get it out here. I know some people are paying as little as
there's some very cheap properties upstate. I mean, that's where you would be looking for the really the low cost. And
I don't know if you'd be wanting to buy right out the gate, though. You probably want to rent.
There's cheap rent up there too.
Yeah, there is cheap rent up there. That's true. And if you split,
I would probably have to rent.
Yeah, if you split a place with some other folks, you can probably get the rent down pretty cheap. I know some folks are renting in the city where rents are expensive for as little as $300 a month plus utilities. So what I would recommend is you visit some of the activist forums, forum.nhfree.com, forum.freekeen.com, and start connecting with folks. And do what Mark suggests, start living into the future of being here in New Hampshire, and then maybe some doors and windows of opportunity will open for you. And I hope to hear good news. And Paul, thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains their monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. If you understand the system, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.